3 to 7 here. Bob, Corby, Danny. Now, about 10 years ago, how long ago was this that George was championing this movie?
The 2008 Campound.
I cannot believe it has been that long. I can't believe that this movie, it doesn't seem that old, and it doesn't seem like the people that are in it, I feel like time has passed too quickly on this one.
And unlike The Rock, where we read that in 1996 dollars, they made $335 million, which sounds like Titanic, quite numbers, I swear this movie went by and nobody noticed.
No. It's become...
Except George.
It has become a 100% cult classic movie, though.
Was Napoleon Dynamite like this when it first got released?
Yeah, I don't think it did that well at the theater.
Yeah, I think that's right. It just felt like more people knew about Napoleon, I think.
No, I agree. There's no doubt.
Oh, a lot more, similarly, were they, did that do great, and then once people word of mouth, people started, you know, renting it or downloading it or whatever. I think it was kind of like that. Obviously, a much larger film than Hot Rod.
Yeah, no doubt.
The budget for Hot Rod, 25.3, made
14.3. Oh, no. That sounds like a freaking disaster.
I swear, though.
Like.
They made 38 cents or whatever their streaming profits were for me last night on Netflix.
I swear everybody that I know now that Danny has seen this movie not only once, but multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my kids, I swear to you, there's nothing that they love more in life than Hot Rod.
All right, so let's set this up.
Yep.
Hot Rod, the... 08 feature film from the mind of Andy Samberg.
Yep.
Who was right in the middle of his big Saturday Night Live run at the time.
Yeah, everybody looks incredibly young in this.
Right.
I mean, they're essentially playing high school kids in their, like, mid to late 20s.
It's almost like, I don't know how old they were supposed to be.
Right.
You know?
You don't know what time it's set in. You don't know where it is. It's that kind of film.
Yeah.
Yep.
Samberg plays... a daredevil.
A wannabe
sort daredevil.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, like a public access daredevil.
Correct.
If you will. And he's got his band of buddies.
The crew.
Yeah, the crew, which consists of Bill Hader. And it's funny because all these people have gone on to do such great things.
And do their own things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, think of where Bill Hader is right now with Barry.
With Barry and Danny McBride with all of his avenues.
Dude, Danny McBride is a...
He's
both
HBO's
of those guys...
darling.
Matter of fact, Bill Hader and Danny McBride may be at the very top of the HBO pyramid right now.
Could be.
With those two shows that they're doing. So they're part of the crew.
And then they have that fourth guy who was kind of Samberg's partner that wrote all of those video shorts for SNL.
Parnell.
No, Chris Parnell, the little short
his brother.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. Who is that guy?
He's part of his comedy writing ensemble.
Okay.
They're very... I can't remember his name.
Is that Jorma?
Yeah.
Jorma Taccone or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in all those videos that Andy did for SNL when he was doing that stuff. The real stupid videos.
So that is the best character in the movie.
Will Arnett is in this. Sissy Spacek plays the mom. Ian McShane plays the dad. And it's all about Andy Samberg and his relationship that he has with his dad.
His stepdad.
Stepdad,
yeah.
Yes.
His father died. His mother remarried to Ian McShane, who is his stepfather. And they have a really, an incredibly rocky relationship. And Andy just wants his approval. He wants to impress him. And that's essentially the impetus of him trying to come up with this big, grandiose stunt, not only to impress him, but to keep him alive from dying so he can fight him and kill him. The entire premise of this film is incredibly flimsy and insane, but it took me back to, if this movie had come out when I was 16 or 17, I would have loved it. I would have seen it a million times. I would have known every line and quoted it. And if you put yourself into that mindset of being an immature, fart joke loving high school, middle school kid, this is a film for you. It's cute. It's funny. It's random. It's obtuse in its humor. It's stupid.
Oh, it is so dumb.
Yeah.
And awkward. I mean, it's Andy Samberg's style of comedy. If you know what that is, then you'll understand when you see it. And it's an acquired taste because it's incredibly dry. It's incredibly purposefully not funny and awkward, but you still find yourself laughing at it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's very poorly written, but that's the charm of it.
Yeah.
That's what he does. It looks like from the mind of a third grader and written in the text of a third grader. Like when you're a kid, you don't have good cut downs. Okay. So if somebody goes, "You're just a stupid little kid." Oh yeah. Well, you're a trash truck with doo-doo on top of it.
Right?
You know, that's what this is. It's little kid jokes, little kid cut downs. When you can't think of anything clever to say, that makes it hilarious.
From the mind of Andy Samberg, who is, and all, ever since Chronicles of Narnia came out from SNL, whatever year that was.
Yep.
I've always thought that guy was the weirdo out there, crazy, childlike comic.
He had his own brand of the way to approach comedy.
Yeah, like I find his, because Adam Sandler was very similar in the childlike realm.
Yeah.
But Andy Samberg to me is smarter. His comedies are smarter, even though they may be dumber.
I read that Samberg wrote in continuity errors into this movie. I didn't notice them at first, but like, for instance, when he's singing the "I'm doing laundry in my underwear" song.
Yeah.
He's in his underwear, and then he leaves, and he walks to his living room, and he's wearing pants. So he wrote that in just because he thought it was funny to himself.
Yeah, they love stupid stuff, and they will intentionally throw in just the most random curveballs just to throw you.
And I wonder how much of it was improv, too, like shooting scenes 7 or 8 times and just picking little parts here and there.
I guarantee you, they just rolled the cameras and let those guys riff most of the time.
Because that
Did you like the dance scene? Like where he ends up falling down the mountain?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
I will say that was probably one of the biggest key moments for me, was the over-the-top insane fall down a mountain. You've never seen anything like it. We've seen action movies where guys take a tumble and it's pretty great, but every time you think it's ending, it goes back even further, and you'll just see like the base of the mountain, and it's like, oh, he's done, and then like, and it looks like he's shot out of a cannon. The laws of physics do not apply to this fall down a mountain.
I've seen it.
No. 47 seconds.
Yes.
I've seen it.
How long he fell.
20 times.
47 seconds.
And I swear to God, I cry laugh every time that scene comes on. Matter of fact, my wife has not seen that. She was dry heaving, convulsing the first time she saw it.
Yeah.
In that scene. Because it's a whole flash dance scene. He's like,
yes. Well, that's the thing. So he's upset and he goes to his private place to decompress, which is in the woods. And he's in his daredevil outfit, drinking beer and smoking a joint. And he gets into this dance routine alone and trips and falls. And it's a clearing. There's no mountain. He somehow trips and falls and ends up taking this tumble, which has to be like a 10,000 foot summit to the bottom.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
He's just fine.
And speaking of the continuity errors there, a couple times he's falling from the right, a couple other times he's falling from the left. It doesn't even matter. He's just falling.
No, it's very homemade looking with better quality cameras. I was a little upset at the lack of Isla Fisher shower scenes, but, you know, the movie was fine.
She's cutest girl of all time.
How did Ali G work that out?
We were just talking about that.
Yes.
We don't know.
That poor little sweet girl is smothered by Borat every night.
My wife.
My wife is dead.
That's really my wife.
Yeah.
Yes. One thing that I was wildly intrigued by, if you're a fan of the band Europe's deep album cuts, this movie is for you, because that's essentially all the soundtrack is.
Is that Europe all over that movie?
All over it.
I didn't know that.
Because I remember hearing that album when I was a kid, the one with the Final Countdown, and I think one of our guitar players bought it because the guitarist in that was supposedly like this wicked-ass shredder, but the songs were real cheesy and keyboard-laden.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing that record around the house, and I was like, that's Europe. I know those tunes. But they're like the bad, not that the Final Countdown's great,
right?
But it's like songs that never were heard.
Right.
It's like they couldn't afford that one.
Yeah, they couldn't afford the Final Countdown, but they could afford Danger on the Track.
I thought which, that was all like weird prod value
no,
music.
No, man. No, you can pop this up, Minna. Danger on the Track.
I had no idea this was Europe.
Oh, this is Europe.
Did you know this, Bob?
No, I did not, but there is one point in the movie where they do put like a Europe tape into the stereo or something.
Europe.
Listen how terrible this is.
And this was the score of the movie that they showed that was so terrible that everybody,
I mean, this sounds phony.
I know.
This sounds made up by the guys on South Park.
Yes.
So this is the stuntman movie right here, the trailer.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Danger on the Track. So many great little just throwaway moments. I don't find this film to be as rib-sticking and quotable as, say, Anchorman or Step Brothers. I thought those lines were delivered with a little bit more authority, and the lines were just better crafted. But this is just such nonsensical, stupid, third-grade humor. I'll watch it again. It's fine. There's some great lines in it, and there's some really understated lines that you really have to kind of be paying attention, under-the-breath kind of stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think it's as quotable as, like, Airplane or Anchorman.
Right.
But
it's
got its place.
It's not, but it's definitely got its place.
Yeah, it's definitely got its place. So I put together, Bob, for you and me, a little montage.
Okay.
My favorite moments from Hot Rod the Movie, and it goes a little something like this right here.
See you there. I'm going to go drop some dumpage.
Right, we can stop this whenever you want. There's Danny McBride, and don't think I won't be using that. Yeah. There's a lot of things that I'm going to steal from this movie.
Drop some dumpage.
All right. See you there. I'm going to go drop some dumpage.
Voltron.
That's me.
Hi, Dwayne.
How you doing, Kathy?
How'd you call yourself Voltron?
I don't know. Maybe because it's super badass.
You're weird.
Hells yeah, I am.
You who hits. I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Wait. Danny McBride Danny
would
McBride.
You guys like to light them off?
This is so stupid. He uses the name Voltron for his pickup order.
Yeah, because it's super badass. You're weird. Hells yeah, I am. Here we go.
You look pretty.
What did you say?
I said you look pretty. Good night, Denise.
Best line in the movie.
Yep.
15 buses.
Whoa, come on, Rod. That's nearly as many as Evel Knievel jumped.
It's actually one more than Evel Knievel jumped, Rico. I know. I checked. Online.
Online.
Hi, everyone.
So I thought it'd be fun if we...
Okay, here's their Who's On First moment that goes for about 40 seconds.
Yeah. We all went around and said our name and a little something about ourselves. I'll start. My name is Rod, and I like to party. All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I like to party.
No, Dave, I just said that I party, so maybe do something different for me.
My name is Dave, and I am the stuntman.
You know what? Let's move on. Rico, you're up.
Hello, I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Yeah. Rico, what did I just say to Dave?
Who?
Dave.
I like to party. I'm Rod.
No, you're Kevin.
Right. Kevin. I party.
No, you don't. Okay, nobody parties but me.
Yes. And we party.
No.
Yeah, just Rod.
Yes.
And me.
No, I'm the only one who parties.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay? You do not party.
You're right. Dave's a party guy.
Grab a vitamin water.
Should I make that dose?
No, thanks.
Coolio.
Maybe I'll get a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later. What do you think?
I have to say, that's the line of the movie. Vitamin water. Make it a dose? No, I'm good. Coolio. The best douchebag ever. Ever. I'm gonna grab a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later. Will
dong
Arnett
bags.
Is dong bags. Will Arnett is perfect. He is so good at playing that character. One more time with Will Arnett, and then we'll get to the fall and go to break.
grab a vitamin water.
Should I make that dose?
No, thanks.
Coolio.
Maybe I'll get a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later. What do you think?
What do you think? Wings, you. Should be done.
Oh,
not at all.
Screaming.
Oh, yeah. In stereo. Yeah, certainly he's finished now,
yeah,
right?
It's over.
It's
got
to be over. That's the one where he goes flying over the cliff like he was launched.
It's so great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hot Rod with Andy Samberg.
Cool beans.
Good
cool
stuff.
Beans.
Cool beans.
Cool, 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 cool. Bean, 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 cool, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
did you like the bean, weird bean, dancing bean, cool, cool, cool. Asian guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
he didn't
best.
Offer anything to the crew.
Nope.
That's all he could do.
Knock
is
papers out of hands.
And throw flyers at people and dance. This movie's so stupid, but it's funny.
Derek said that he asked, did we know that it was move for move, the dance from Footloose, Kevin Bacon's
yes,
dance.
Yeah,
in
I read
the
that.
Woods.
Yeah. Very good.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right.
All right, Danny, thank you for not killing Hot Rod.
No way, bro.
And the father of Hot Rod himself, the big man, will be on with us tomorrow.
Girl.
To do our game of the day.
That's right.
Cowboys Falcons 1980, probably somewhere in the 5 o'clock hour.